Yemen launched a major operation today to arrest the man accused of being behind the foiled air cargo plot. He's a Saudi bomb maker, and he's believed to be the top technical expert of the group al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The bombs were discovered only after Saudi intelligence agents alerted authorities in the West about the plot. Dr. Mohammed Kabati is an advisor to the Prime Minister of Yemen. He says Yemeni officials were disappointed when they learned they were not the first in line for the tip-off.
We felt a little bit let down by all of our regional and global partners, because if this information was passed to us, we'd have been much more successful in confronting these people and knowing, you know, tracing them and following them. See, if these people were caught, you know, it would have helped on the long run of fighting the al-Qaeda.
If they've been caught, of course, those listening on the outside might say, look, this is missing the point. I mean, you might be disappointed that you weren't told by the Saudis that they had this tipster. On the other hand, there are others who are very disappointed that Yemen didn't find out about this on their own and prevent it from happening.
On the contrary, we think that, you know, the fight, surely the Americans know that the fight with al-Qaeda in Yemen has been going on at least for the past two decades. Our American friends were targeted by al-Qaeda in Aden in 1992. The world has sort of left Yemen fight al-Qaeda by its own. Since 1992, we had another incident, you know, where four of the tourists who were killed in Abyan again near Aden in 1998. Then we had the incident in relation to USS Cole. All of these things have affected Yemen so much, you know. Once those tourists were killed, you know, the tourism industry in Yemen just went to zero. Okay, so for the past 20 years, we have been shouldering, you know, the fight with al-Qaeda by ourselves, and we think that we are actually bearing more than our fair share with our very, very limited resources and means. And obviously, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, obviously, it looks it has got a regional and a global agenda, and fighting it needs some sort of a global, coordinated, orchestrated approach.
Well, of course, you're pointing to these seminal events that have happened, and these are the events. I mean, the question would be, why are they happening in the first place? Because you're saying that they have forced Yemen to work against al-Qaeda on its own. That, again, some would hear as a deflection, because, in fact, you have had cooperation, certainly from the Americans, who have had military personnel working with the government, not only on, in terms of military training, but also in many other areas of the operations of the government for quite some time now. And that's still the case. There are still Americans on the ground there.
Lisa, fighting al-Qaeda doesn't want only some sort of immediate and short-term measures. It needs middle-term or medium-term and long-term as well approach. Obviously, at the short and medium term, we think that help from our partners regionally and internationally should go towards addressing the combat, direct combat of these people.
So maybe specifically, what would that look
like? Yes, I'll speak. We have got a lot of troops. These troops will need training, modern weaponry, and they would need intelligence help to help us fight, you know, on the midterm. At least, you know, our friends in the region there, they have got to look into this big question where we have got 200, 300,000 graduates who are just roaming across the country. They have no jobs and they don't have the real knowledge or skill.
These people have got
to be rehabilitated, and we're sure that the economy ever in the area, in Yemen or in the GCC, can absorb them.
Are you saying, though, if they're not absorbed elsewhere, that they might be attractive candidates for al-Qaeda, even though they have policy
reasons? Al-Qaeda has got a pool to tap from, for sure.
So it's clear that your government realizes international security is as strong as Yemen's government is strong right now.
Yes, that's for sure.
Do you believe that your own government can survive the threat from Islamic militancy?
Yes, I believe that the government will survive this threat. But what worries us is we could survive it. You know, it's not going to be like Somalia to fall apart, but we just worry that we are not actually going to be quite capable to shoulder our responsibility in securing these areas, which are very much related to our brothers and our allies across the region. If we find that, you know, these things go out of control, then we will be suffering for sure, but our allies across the region and in the world will also be suffering.
Dr. Mohammed Kabati, advisor to the Prime Minister of Yemen, very nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.